Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Israel-Hamas flashpoint at USC and now UCLA.
We are all here because there is a genocide happening in Palestine right now.
Israel is doing everything it can to avoid civilian casualties. Unfortunately, it is unavoidable. If they wanted the real genocide, they could do 100 times worse within a very short time period.
It's April 25th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up, changes to Mayor Bass's security after an intruder almost gets to her in her home. But first, after dozens of arrests at USC last night after mass protests over Israel's actions in Gaza, graduation is off. Natalie Tavidian went right to campus to get reaction to the university's decision.
I'm graduating.
You're graduating this year?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just heard it from me. The news literally came an hour ago. Main stage graduation is closed. The smaller colleges are still going to have it, but there's going to be added security, going through bags and things like that.
It's ridiculous, I mean, because why this happens to us? We don't have first year because of COVID, so we're like doing everything online. And now we don't have the graduation ceremony.
So keep in mind that these are students who had virtual classes in their first year, didn't have a high school graduation because of COVID. And now there is a petition going around on change.org. It's circulating. Students are texting it to one another. News is just spreading about this.
And as that news spreads, the latest college campus to have protests emerge is UCLA. Margaret Carrero's been there for what has been peaceful up until the time we're recording this.
I'm told there is a mix of students and other members of the UCLA community taking part in this. They've set up tents on the lawn outside Royce Hall. Kaya Shah is part of the demonstration.
We are all here because there is a genocide happening in Palestine right now. Israel has killed over 34,000 people, and there are 1 million Palestinians on the brink of death from famine because they are being starved by Israeli occupying forces that the U.S. has been funding continuously. Our university, UCLA, is invested in corporations that are directly profiting off of the Israeli genocide of Palestinian people.
Rabbi David Gurevich with Chabad at UCLA had this to say about the use of the term genocide.
I think it's a big inversion and a misrepresentation of what the term is about. There is a war against terrorist entity there. Unfortunately, the terrorist entity is hiding behind its own citizens. And yet Israel is doing everything it can to avoid civilian casualties. Unfortunately, it is unavoidable, but they have achieved a pretty admirable ratio of as much as they could to avoid. They could do, if they wanted the real genocide, they could do 100 times worse within a very short time period.
UCLA released a statement saying in part that they're actively monitoring the situation to support a peaceful campus environment that respects their community's right to free expression while minimizing disruption to their teaching and learning mission.
We talked with the ADL regional director here in LA, Jeffrey Abrams, on the rise of protests on campuses. And the fact that in some cases it's not the students escalating tensions.
It's quite clear that outsiders are coming into these campuses and adding fuel to the fire.
Some students did tell us the police presence did the opposite of making them feel safe. Abrams defends it.
No one was harmed. No one was physically injured in the community. No officers were harmed. There's a particular situation. There was one protester in a squad car, and the Department of Public Safety decided to release that person rather than escalate the situation.
We'll keep you posted on the protests as the situation continues to develop. Latest anytime, live 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app. Listen to KNX News there. some changes to the mayor's security that may be permanent after that really horrifying home invasion burglary over the weekend. Craig Figner is following this at City Hall.
After taking office as the mayor of Los Angeles and moving into the official mayoral residence for Los Angeles, that's Getty House, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass made the decision not to have the property watched 24/7 by armed police officers. Instead, there were two unarmed security officers who kept watch on Getty overnight, but not during the day. LAPD is changing that now. They are assigning two sworn officers. They'll be from the Metro Division, and they'll be detailed to Getty House. They'll be there 24/7. So it's a big change to security for Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass. And that's not the only change. There's also been a big change to the detail that goes with her anytime she travels, whether or not she's traveling to and from City Hall or within the city of Los Angeles or maybe to Washington, D.C., where she'll be next week.
The man accused of breaking into Getty House has pleaded not guilty, and he's being held on $100,000 bail. Highest court in New York has overturned Harvey Weinstein's conviction for rape and ordered a new trial, a decision that reverberated in Hollywood this morning. The court said the judge in that trial back in 2020 wrongly let women testify about allegations that were not part of the charges in the case. A rape conviction from 2022 here in L.A. still stands. Attorney David Ring represents the woman Weinstein was convicted of raping.
My client is beyond disappointed. She was devastated to hear the news about the New York convictions. She feels horribly for those victims in New York who have gone through years in this process only to see these convictions overturned at the very, very end.
To be clear, though, Weinstein will not be free. He's probably going to be transferred back to California to serve his 16-year sentence. Ring says he's confident the conviction here is going to stand. California has different laws than New York with respect to this kind of case. A major home insurance company says it's coming back to California if the state changes a rule. Allstate says the company wants a Department of Insurance to change the way companies can estimate housing risks. Right now, insurers have to use data from the last 20 years to predict future disasters like floods and wildfires. Companies like Allstate want to use computer programs to calculate risks instead. Opponents of that change think it would allow insurers to raise prices even further. Multiple providers, including Allstate, stopped issuing new home policies in California last year. Millions of Kaiser members have had their data stolen, 13.4 million in this data breach, according to a notice they had to file with the government earlier this month. Kaiser says it's not aware of any misuse of any members' or patients' personal information. They say it's an abundance of caution that they are informing people who might have had their data stolen. Reggie Bush is speaking out for the first time since getting his Heisman back. The Heisman Trust announced yesterday formal reinstatement of the 2005 trophy. Bush says he never stopped fighting for what was right and trying to set the record straight.
It was more of being labeled a cheater, right? You know, the trophy, I guess, was the icing on the cake, you know, being taken away from me. But being labeled a cheater was far worse because I've never cheated. And there's no proof of that I've cheated.
Bush calls the decision to reinstate the trophy part of enormous changes in the college football landscape. As part of that decision, a replica of the trophy will go to USC, and Bush will again get invited to any future Heisman Trophy ceremonies. And that's the LA Local for this April 25th. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Start your inventory, all 14 dealerships, lacarguy.com. And you can find us anytime, 97.1 FM in LA. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. And, of course, get the Odyssey app, search for KNX News. If you want to hear the LA Local every day, maybe you're listening to this embedded in an article on knxnews.com. If you want to get the podcast sent to your phone every day, go to Apple Podcasts, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get it without even thinking about it. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.